There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bat tumble. Everyone all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USAPrepares.com. We're talking about homeschooling today. We have Missy, our homeschooled mom, Mason, our fourth grader, Matthew, our fifth grader. We're talking about physics classes, and Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. I just have a comment. We have homeschooled here at our farm. The Fennelli family has been homeschooling. And some of our children have gone to the public training camp, and we yanked them out. And one of our children, our youngest, had never been to the public training camp. And for socialization, you know, we were challenged with, you know, how do you get socialization into the homeschool equation? That's really simple. You take your children to karate classes. So for 5 years, our children went to karate classes, and two of our children are second-degree black belts in Okinawan Shorinru. And one's a green belt, and they all went to the Disney Wide World of Sports National Championship. One of our daughter took second place in fighting in the state and in the region. And one of our children took eighth place in fighting at Disney Wide World of Sports. And another one took third place in fighting at the national championship. So the one who took third place, our youngest, decided he wanted to try the public training camp for high school. He'd never been to school before. And we said, sure, I mean, if you want to do that, okay, that's fine with us. So he went to the public training camp for high school as a freshman. And this is when we moved to Missouri. And he was picked on mercilessly. They called him all kinds of names. He didn't have a girlfriend. So they really, really picked on him. And there were four guys in the bathroom shoving him around, you know, the boys' room. Four guys pushing him from guy to guy to guy, just shoving him around. And he said, it's okay. It's okay. As long as there are only four of you, it's okay. And they had no idea what he meant. And finally, I met with the principal and the superintendent, and I said, I just want to let you know, our son is probably, this is 3 months of this, he's probably going to lose his temper. I'm not here to complain. I'm just going to tell you that one of your other students is going to get hurt. And I think it's coming pretty soon. And our son's not going to provoke it, but he's going to put a stop to it. Sure enough, the largest student in the school hit our son, and our son took him down with one punch. And as simple as that. So, you know, you talk about socialization. Karate schools are a great way to go. Missy's with us, and Matthew, Mason, and Rick Miller. And Mason, you're in fourth grade. Your question next, please.
How do night goggles work?
Night goggles. Well, there's two kinds. There's lunar light, where it amplifies bandwidth that are existing. When night goggles are when there is no light, and now what you're looking at is infrared peak, and you have all our bodies radiate a bunch of different bandwidths of radiation. Specifically, most of us are warm-bodied over a tree. And so you can, by looking at infrared, see things that you can't see in the visible region because of distinguishing signal-to-noise ratios. Signal-to-noise is these bandwidths to those And what you're doing with night vision is working with heat signatures over, reflected light radiation signatures of visible light, where you see things. Now, depth perception is another part of this vision thing, where when you look at a tree, sometimes you do not see the branch behind the tree, and it looks like something else. And that's where a heat signature thing can signal to noise and filter out the misinformation that your eyes are receiving. How is this done, night vision? Do you want me to go into that, too? Are you interested in how you look at infrared when you can't normally look at infrared? What is your...
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what I did in graduate school. I made the night vision goggles at Delaware, and that's where they were made. They were a single stage where you could flop these lenses down like you see in the movies, and what it would do is convert visible light into infrared. And what happened is it was a chip that would allow a variable bandwidth. Now, you won't understand what I'm saying, but what it did is it took light, visible light, and in one step was able to convert it to an infrared analog. And once you did that, you had a distinction between a tank, let's say, that would be dead cold in the middle of a forest, sitting there cold, and you could, as you flew by at Mach 2.4, see the tank in the forest and throw a missile back at it as you were on your way to bomb something. That is what night vision is truly about, converting visible light into infrared and looking at heat signatures. Now, in the near-infrared is used in agriculture for chickens. And this is a probable master boom of being able to tell when a chicken's ready to lay an egg or is getting ill. It's used in health for chickens. You can look at their infrared signature, near-infrared, and then determine what's right and wrong with the chicken. It is an extremely important tool. True night vision is when there is no real light as far as your eye is concerned, and what you're doing now is looking at heat signatures, you know, like a deer moving through the forest. The deer is much warmer because it has its circulation and blood and things like that, where the plant is mostly cold and doesn't have heat radiating from its body like an animal or something else. That's how you spot a tank, too, by the way. Even though the tank is dead cold and stopped and turned off, it has bodies inside it. It has other kinds of things inside it that are radiating heat that the forest is not. And if you get very good at it, you can filter noise by signal-to-noise, where you take the noise ratios or base and just put them down to zero. And now you're looking at variations, and that's how they spot marijuana. If someone is growing, marijuana has a heat signature that's quite different than corn. They all radiate different bandwidths of frequencies. And once you know what they are, you can filter the other out and amplify the heat signature so you can actually clearly see it as what it is.
If someone had the cold or the flu, would you still be able to see the person through the night goggles?
Well, yeah, they're still going to have a heartbeat, and they'll probably have a fever. You'd probably be able to see them easier. Huh? You get my idea? You're looking at their heat. If they're sick, there's a high temperature or a difference from 98.6 going up to 99, you would, with night goggles, be able to see the distinctional difference. In fact, in medicine now, they are using similar concepts in what they call MRI and magnetic spin resonance, or magnetic resonance. You know, what it is they're looking at variations in bandwidths of frequencies that are being radiated. And when we're sick or have other things going on, you can actually see those in different frequencies from visible light. application in this, not just as a weapon and looking at it in the force. That's where it was first used. Now it's being, it's always used as a weapon first. So there it is. Sorry.
Mason, I was at a preparedness show in Indiana many weeks ago, and there was a gentleman who had an exhibit with some rifle scopes, and some of them were infrared type scopes, and you could look through this scope without having it mounted to a rifle. You could look at the scope and you could see images of people because they were warmer than their background temperature, meaning the temperature of the air around them, the walls, the floor, was lower than the temperature of the people. And you could see these reddish, yellowish shapes. You know, it wasn't like you could look at them clearly with a telescope, but you could see these images with something as simple as a rifle scope. So the next time, you know, there's a gun show in your area, maybe your parents can take you and your brother, and you'll get a chance to look through these scopes firsthand.
You know the movies, the Predator movies, where the Predator had various optical devices that he could scan in X-band and then infrared band and ultraviolet band. And in the movie, they depict it because it shows the different ways that it looks like in that refrigerated room where they were able to spot him. He would flip over to infrared to look for humans. Background radiation over the radiation coming off the object you're trying to see.
Mm-hmm. And for those of you who are interested in this technology, I'm pretty darn sure at the Prepper Show on June 20 and 21 in Fletcher, North Carolina, the RK Prepper Shows, and there'll be scopes, night vision scopes like this, infrared, available for sale. So just go to the website, usapreparers.com, if you want to see what I saw. And I'll be there at the next Prepper Show, which is June 20 and 21, and in Fletcher, North Carolina. And that's the RK Prepper Show. So I'll be speaking.
I didn't get invited.
You want to get invited? You want to get invited?
No,
I know a
they
guy.
Didn't invite me this time. Budget.
Hey, Rick.
Probably. But.
Rick. I know a guy. If you want to get invited, let me know, and I'll see if I can make that happen.
Okay, we'll talk later.
Yeah. Okay, we are teaching homeschool, and coming up next, we've got Matthew's next question. Matthew's in fifth grade. Physics questions. We're teaching science, homeschool. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
We're teaching homeschool today. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Missy, our homeschooled mom, Mason, and Matthew. And Rick, just to let you know, I called RK Prepper Shows during the break, and they said that this time they are working with local speakers, so
I got
local
you.
To North Carolina.
No, it's okay. I did want to mention that today I'm going to do my first TV with BBC out of England, and
it's going
to be on agriculture, because they want no doom and gloom. I have something very important to tell you. I think that everybody is downgrading things like Richter scale. I don't think that it was a 6.2 that hit Nepal. I think it was more like an 8.2. And actually, with those kinds of deaths and things, they are trying not to scare the public. Now, I have another article that came out just this morning from the Energy News regarding Fukushima, and I'll just read you the title, and then we'll get back to homeschool. It says, censored U.S. government emails reveal proposed plan to test West Coast residents for Fukushima fallout. Many cases of cancer may end up being attributed to exposures. Doses could exceed EPA's emergency levels, U.S. Berkeley Nuclear Department. Prompt, that's from them, they said, prompt action should be taken. I think that nobody is being told the truth about anything, and that they don't want to scare the public, and so they downgrade the Richter scale on earthquakes. We had one off the coast of Oregon just a couple of days ago. An 8.4 will drop the coastline. And while The Rock and his San Andreas Fault movie is a little bit, you can most likely expect something like this is about to happen. And I'm connecting dots. I do not have access. My pay grade does not allow total awareness of what's going on, but I can tell you, I think they're lying to us.
Okay, Rick, let me put an exclamation point on this. We have been trying to cut our hay for our cows for the winter for the last month, and we have not had more than one day without rain in a month. Okay, it's been drizzling, and we cannot cut the hay. And I don't know. I don't know if we're going to be able to cut hay. Right now, I mean, the most sun we've gotten is partially cloudy. We have not had one sunny day, not one sunny day in a month. And the fields are wet. It's not a good situation for farmers here, and they're all in panic, seriously. So what's going to happen? If we can't cut our hay and other farmers can't cut their hay, the cows will be sold by winter. There'll be a glut on the market. Prices will fall. And then, after those cows are slaughtered, to rebuild the herds is going to be very, very expensive. And beef will go up higher than it is today. That's my prediction. If we can't cut our hay. And others like us. Back to Mason. Mason, your next question, please.
If I wanted to buy some night joggers, what kind should I get?
There you go.
Well, what are you trying to look at? Your chickens or creepies in the woods sneaking up on you?
Creepies in the woods.
Oh, you think there are creepies in the woods. Well, then I would go for night vision. They do make a distinction between the two. The quality of signal-to-noise ratio will probably be determined by the price of how much you pay. I have not researched brand names, but the agricultural one that's used for livestock is a valuable tool for a farmer. And for creepies in the woods, you're going to probably end up spending at least $400 to $700 right out of the gate. There are knockoffs. Again, it's the specification of signal to noise. That's how good it's going to work. And if you have no light, a signal to noise ratio bandwidth is very, very important. And I noticed that you were also interested in the distinction between the analog and digital forms of light. Talk about that later if you'd like, because that's an important element in night vision.
Yeah, and, you know, you can look at eBay as a learning tool and type in night vision and look at the different models and read some of the descriptions. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
We're teaching homeschool with Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Missy, Mason, and Matthew. And Mason, you had you'd been asking questions about night goggles, night vision. We're talking about infrared telescopes. Rick, you had a couple more comments?
I did, but I had something more important I was saying to Grace while we were on commercial. Grace Thorne and Julie are here. I have a similar story about socialization that happened to me when my first day of high school. I came in as a freshman, and the high school was a brand-new high school that had a junior senior year class. So I came in as a freshman, and they moved a bunch of kids over from Highline. And the bully had heard that I was into judo and other kinds of things, and confronted me in the locker room, third period, first day, and tried to get me in a fight. And I looked at him and knew I couldn't take him. He was like half again as big as I was. Weight matters. And he hit me, trying to, and called me a chicken. When he turned his head on me, I grabbed a baseball bat, and I broke his head open. And I was kicked out of school for 2 weeks. And when the kid got out of the hospital, he got me in the parking lot of the high school and lifted me up with one arm. That's how big he was. He lifted me with one arm and was going to do me. And I just said, you better do a good job because I'll get you again. And he thought about it, put me down, and from then on, I never had to deal with bullies because I was the unknown. I wasn't about size. It's about fear. I'm not afraid to be hurt. That's what most people are afraid of. That's how bullies work at it. If you're not afraid of getting hurt, then you have overcome the real enemy, not the bully.
Well, that's exactly what happened with our son.
This kid was bigger than me. I couldn't take him. Didn't matter how good I was. I knew I couldn't take him. It was wet. We were naked, changing into clothes. It was a risk situation. So I let him hit me, not afraid to take a blow. He laughed, turned his head, and when he did that, I picked up a baseball bat, and I literally almost killed him. And that's why I was kicked out of school. He was in the hospital with a broken skull. I broke his skull. And I had no fear. I just did it. And that's what makes me a nerd, not a macho. I'm not a macho. I'm a nerd. And you can outthink them. And fear is what their first enemy is. And if he fears you because you're unknown, that's how you do a grizzly bear. You snap a bullwhip in front of it rather than try to shoot it. Shooting it isn't going to kill a grizzly bear. But if he can't figure out how you can reach 9 feet with an Australian bullwhip, he'll stand up, think about it, and it'll spook him. That's the way you do it.
Intellect. Matthew, you're up next with your next question for Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Are there still analog systems?
Yeah, I like my vinyl records rather than my CDs. Vinyl. Vinyl and the idea of analog means bandwidth because it's a variable, and when you say it's at so many, a certain bandwidth frequency, you're actually talking about a bandwidth of 12 cycle to 15 cycle or something like that. It isn't at precisely 13, it's 12 to 15. Analog automatically puts it in specifics and then broadens the bandwidth. That means that in a digital system, the signal-to-noise ratio is less. And that means you've got a cleaner signal. But I still like my analog.
So what we're talking about is some device that changes values over time. And here's an example. AM radio is analog, and your volume control knob on a radio receiver or a stereo system, if you have a knob to control the volume and it rotates clockwise and counterclockwise, that would be an analog device. And there are plenty of them. And you know, Rick, my mind seems to work a lot better in analog than digital. For example,
I
have two clocks, and this relates to Matthew and Mason as well. I have in front of me two clocks. They're on the wall about, oh, let's say, 10 feet away. One of them looks like an old-fashioned school clock, and it has two hands that are black on a white face with a red second hand that ticks away the seconds. I like looking at that one. Okay, that tells me the time. I was trained how to tell time with an analog clock. To the right of that, I have a digital clock. So right now, the analog clock says 11, 1140, and 31 seconds. The digital clock says 1140, and I can read it just on the display. For some reason, I don't particularly like reading the digital display. In front of me...
You'll notice, however, that the analog clock that you're talking about is still digital in the second region. And so that's the bandwidth form of going from analog to digital. And when you go to digital, your actual variation from 1 minute to the next is more precise in terms of the way you record it in your mind through the analog, which gives you more detail, or your signal-to-noise ratio. You now have it second one, second two, second three, second four, that kind of thing. You've just simply gone down in your bandwidth base in terms of how you're going to record it. We still always still do things in digital, as when I say, for example, 1 minute to seven.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all digital, but the analog is with more detail or signal-to-noise ratio.
So
you're filtering information so that you amplify one thing, and in the digital system, what you're amplifying is the distinction between 1 minute and the second, whereas in the analog, you have more detail going in terms of 1 second to the next. But they're both, in some sense, still digital.
And
you can go to tenths of a second. That's what a stopwatch in racing does,
mm-hmm.
for example. And it measures it to a tenth of a second.
I have in front of me a
bandwidth.
I have in front of me a computer screen that tells me the modulation of my microphone and the modulation of the signal going out over the air. And I have a choice. I can click on this computer screen a selection that will show me analog meters, and it'll look like an old-fashioned meter, but on my computer screen. And I also can click a digital meter, which is like a bar graph that keeps moving. I don't like the bar graph. I really like the old-fashioned analog meters. And I can select at the click of a mouse which one I'd like, or I can have both of them. But I just don't like seeing the digital display versus the analog. I like the analog better. So those are my...
More detail.
And it also gives me the rate of increase and the rate of decrease.
Measured in time. You're giving more detail in the time. That's between the second and the minute. You're analog to digital. So you've got more detail. And in an analog system, it allows you to go down as detailed as you want into a tenth of a second or one hundredth of a second. And one of the things I did was 10 to the minus 9 seconds, nanosecond.
It's
all digital still, in that sense of it.
Matthew, do you have a follow-up component of your question?
Yes, how do you make an analog signal?
How do you make one? I think that an analog signal is already analog, and what you're going to do is determine the signal-to-noise ratio as to whether or not you call it analog with a lot of detail, and you need to filter that detail, or you call it digital where you don't need it. And I know you're probably not going to understand that until later, but trust me, you'll remember this, because this is the part of analog to digital that is not taught by anybody. And it actually is a relationship of what you choose to be the quality of your bandwidth. How precision is that going from 3 cycle to 4 cycle or 4.2 cycle? And that bandwidth is called the analog, where it smooths the whole thing over, and then digital isolates the one from the other as a signal to noise ratio. And so it has to do with the way you filter things, and then once you filtered it, you amplify the signal you want and you try to minimize the noise ratio so you can clearly see what's going on. That's the same thing with night vision. When you're looking at a human in the woods, they're a blob. They're not precision like you can see their fingers and so on, because the signal is digital and has less detail than the analog, where you could see the variation of going from yellow, orange, and red.
Matthew, I'm speaking on a microphone, and this microphone is reproducing my voice into an electrical signal, which is an analog signal. And if you've ever looked at a speaker that does not have a grill on it, and you actually look at the speaker itself, you'll see that speaker moving in and out. That's a great way to visualize what an analog signal is. Continuously variable, loud, you know, shows more movement of the speaker, soft sounds, the speaker doesn't move as much, low frequencies, the speaker moves slowly compared to high frequencies where you can't even see the speaker moving, but you could kind of put your finger on it lightly and you could feel the vibration. So that would be how I would try to describe a way where you could see the human voice being represented on a computer speaker. We'll be right back. We're talking about science and homeschooling with our fourth and fifth graders. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
In an unpredictable world, it's good to know you are in control of food, your greatest dependency. Go Foods are storable for 25 years, quick fix, non-GMO, kosher, health store quality food at discount store prices delivered to your door. Go Foods is there when you need it most. Feed Your Frida package is available with up to 3 months of food for free. Call GoFoods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This can be slide in.
What are today's hot?
Flash it.
God, you're take my. When you go to the PC, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, we're teaching homeschooling, and I'd like to ask Missy a question. First, I'd like to make a comment. And the question is, for those who have not tried homeschooling, I'd like to get Missy's opinion. But first, you know, if your children are in a government training camp right now, you don't have to just stop the government training camp. You can supplement the government training camp with homeschooling before school, after school, at night, during the weekends, and everything can become a lesson. Turn off the television unless you're watching specific videos like YouTube videos and educational videos. But turn off the television and supplement what they're learning. And then what you may find is that this is such a great idea that you may want to throw overboard the government training camp and go full-time into homeschooling. Missy, what are your thoughts about that?
Well, that's sort of what I did in the beginning, because I am a reluctant homeschooler. I didn't want to homeschool in the beginning. But seeing my son being bullied at school and coming home with, you know, marks on his body, it just wasn't a good situation. So what we did is we have charter schools out here, and so they actually went to a charter school a couple of days a week. And I thought, okay, I can handle a couple of days at home and a couple of days of them in school. And so they did that for a full year. But then after that, just the curriculum they were using in that school, I was not happy with. So eventually I brought them home, and we found a co-op, and we found other homeschool classes that they attend. And so that's what I chose to do. But most definitely you can homeschool at night and on weekends, and especially with history curriculum, the history textbooks like to rewrite history. And so we have a lot of other books here that will read the typical history stuff, and then I'll say, well, look at what this other book says. This is the other side of the story. And so that's what I do here. But you can do that even when they're in public school.
You know, it's interesting you say this. At our expo, we had a young man. He was a elementary school student. And the person he gravitated toward at the expo was Harry Cooper. And Harry Cooper was talking about, he wrote a book that Adolf Hitler escaped to Argentina. And this this young elementary school student was fascinated by that because he had heard that Adolf Hitler and Adolf Hitler's wife committed suicide at the end of World War II. And Harry Cooper said, absolutely not true. So this young man spent a lot of time over the two-day weekend with Harry Cooper. I thought that was fascinating. So, yes, there is an interest in learning about history at a young level. And, you know, I don't know very many people who have not learned about Adolf Hitler and were interested in who he was and what happened and how he did what he did, even in elementary school.
Well, so they don't teach history in elementary school anymore. They teach social studies, and that's totally different than history. And so when I found that out also, and that woke me up a little bit, I said, no, we're going to learn history. We're not going to learn social studies here. And so we started Story of the World, which is a very good history program curriculum. But then I also supplement even that with other books. We have a Truth is a Lonely Warrior, and that's a really good book that talks about different things. And my husband has a huge collection of just various books, history books. And so it's interesting to, you know, they're not going to have a homeschool curriculum or any kind of history curriculum that's going to tell you everything. So you're always going to have to supplement with another book that somebody else wrote. So that's what we do. And you can do that even if they are in public school.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've found homeschooling to be very, very rewarding. And there was a tremendous bond between our children, Mrs. Finelli, and me. And can you imagine this, class? Can you imagine talking with your children who are older than 20 years old? And if you're on the phone with them, they say, okay, I love you, at the end of a telephone call. Can you imagine that? Love you, Dad. Love you, Mom. Can you imagine that? Wouldn't that be nice? Well, that happens to us every day. And you can have it happen to you, too. And it requires bonding with your children. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, thanks so much for being with us. Missy, Matthew, Mason, thank you so much.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.